Hey friends, it's Crystal with a K here with another Steepy Watch. A little bit of bad news for you dreamers with your heads in the gutter. Yep, that's right, Gutter City that is. Sinuendo East has indefinitely suspended one of their most popular experiences, Chad Touch's Pleasure Palace presented by Prudential Life Insurance. Now, we hear that the Pleasure Palace is getting a sweet new visual refresh that was definitely planned for a very long time and in no way prompted by recent fires that may or may not have occurred. If you're currently holding a reservation for Chad Touch's Pleasure Palace presented by Prudential Life Insurance, all is not lost, as those will be honored at Vinnie Stroke's Tickle Tavern presented by Mutual of Omaha. It's a great reminder that even when things don't work out your way, you should never know when to stop dreaming.
Your master calls. Yes, the scum canteen. Fetch it from the shoof. Shukles, fetch the scum canteen. My thirst is unslakable and I must weave.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase.
Shukers?
Shukles. That's the name of his cat.
I've started treat it that we can't hear this part of the story.
It's probably easier for
you. Oh, no, I must hear this part. I look forward to it.
Did you say shoof instead of shelf?
Yeah, that's... I don't know why.
It's a fantasy world, Travis.
Yeah, there's lots of things that are different and weird. Hello, welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase. My name is Justin McElroy. If you are just now joining us, that's weird. You should listen to the other ones. But with your heist successfully carried out, we are now in downtime, just a chill time for friends to hang out and do whatever, except by specific rules as laid out by the creator of Blades in the Dark, John Harper. But other than that, just a chill hang. All options are open to you. The first thing we are going to head over to is payoff. You head back to Darla Davis's office with your heads hanging, like, not high or low. They're not even really hanging. They're just regular heads.
That went straight forward. Just a normal, good posture.
Yeah.
It could have gone worse. It could have gone better. That one was just fine.
We are excellent in our mediocrity.
Yes.
Consistent in our mediocrity, one might say.
Did we discuss the terms of your payment before you took the job?
That she'll help us.
That was more or less it. I don't think assets were discussed. Can we pick up in the office? Yeah. I have a question.
I mean, your methods are unorthodox, but I guess you got there.
Well, that is curious, because you did hire us to go in there and yoink some porno, and then you came in and you did some judo.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of seems like maybe you didn't need our help so much, and that this was just some sort of, I don't know, maybe this is your perversion, is getting people to do jobs for you that you are very equipped and inclined to handle yourself.
Yes, that's true. I could have pulled it off just fine, but you know, I don't just rip right into a 7-layer bar. I read the ingredients first. I like to know what something's made of. And now I know what you three are made of. And that's very helpful for me. I don't like to help people I don't know what they're made of.
You could have asked. I contain no guacamole.
That's like all fine 7-layer bars, you contain no guacamole, but...
Now, I should say, I am produced in a factory that also handles tree nuts.
Illegally, he has to say that we've gotten in some trouble in the past.
I appreciate the full disclosure and the honesty.
And we stopped at Chipotle on the way here, so I do contain guacamole.
Chipotle. What is that?
It's Spanish.
Beautiful country. I'll tell you what. I feel a little guilty about not being upfront with you from the beginning. So let me slide 2 coin your way, just as a way of saying thank you.
Each or just do you want us to split 2-3 ways?
Well, the crew earns coin based on the nature of the operation and or loot they seized.
Okay.
So you weren't expecting to get any.
I'll take 2, yeah.
Okay. I thought you'd approve.
So the whole aspect of the of Chad's coworkers compensating us for our lost money and stuff, that pretty much dissolved when we messed that up, right?
I can pinpoint the exact second that fell apart, and it's when Beef punched all those guys in the face.
Now, hold on. I would argue that it got bad before that, and that was what needed to happen in response to things going south. It was not going great before that.
I guess I have to ask you who you're arguing with, because I don't see anybody around.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, you are also going to take rep for this job.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know. The underworld is the sort of underworld of Gutter City. I need a name for it. What would you call a faction? Give me something.
Our faction?
No.
No, like the criminal element of Gutter City.
The criminal element of Gutter City.
The dregs?
The dregs. Oh, I love that, Travis. The dregs are one tier higher than you will. So you're going to take 2 default rep.
Okay. I will fill that in. Did we add the coin to our crew sheet as well?
We have 2 coin in our crew sheet. So I don't know if somebody did. I did not.
Okay. Yeah.
I will add that, and I will add the rep as well.
That's great. We're going to have to focus at some point soon on this, like, crew sheet, probably after the Gutter City jobs, to figure out, like, to zoom in on this a little bit. I know we've been marking rep, and we've been doing all the things we're supposed to do, but you're now full of coin. We're going to have to figure that out. There's a lot to worry about.
And here, we're not quite hawkers, are we?
Not we're exactly
somewhere
hawkers.
In the middle.
I think we talked about going smugglers. Anyway.
Yeah.
That is all very well and good. You got
or
your
hogglers.
Money.
Hogglers.
Hogglers. Hogglers is interesting. Now, let's talk about heat. I was impressed by some of your quick thinking, but honestly, that could have gone a lot quieter. I managed to smooth things over with the rest of the dregs and Chad. Well, that wasn't so much a smoothing over as a glare warning him about running his mouth when we have evidence on him. But people took notice. They noticed. And she kind of looks around. And you know what she means. She doesn't want to break fiction, but she's talking about Denton. These layers operate pretty much of their own accord, typically. But if things go significantly outside parameters, Denton begins to take notice. And that's sort of what I wanted to talk with you guys about in this frank and honest discussion about how much heat do you deserve. It's a new show I just came up with, and I don't want to assign it to you. I want to hear how much heat you think you deserve. Real quick, here's the chart. 0 is smooth and quiet, low exposure. I wasted my breath on that. I think we can all agree, even reading that line. 2, heat is contained, standard exposure. 4, heat, loud and chaotic, high exposure. 6, heat, wild, devastating exposure.
So like 3?
Wait a minute. I know that it didn't go well, but when it comes to the secret nature of what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, so I will tick this off in my mind, and I'm exploding fire extinguisher, burning case, like fist fight in the office. Those feel hard. Well, especially the burning briefcase and the exploding fire extinguisher are things sure to be noticed by patrons of Sinuendo.
Yes. I would argue, though, that given the nature of Sinuendo's business and the fact that Chad Touch was sort of doing his own little extortion scheme on the side that he didn't want sort of to get out there,
I don't think that this was loud and chaotic high exposure.
You don't think it was loud? You don't.
It was loud and chaotic.
So
but
would
I,
you say that was contained?
No, that
was
that's a why contained, I said three.
That was a you're saying that when you said the Banana Foster used a newspaper on fire, that was a controlled burn, basically.
Did it burn the building down?
No.
Did it burn the case up?
If it was four heat, loud and chaotic, high exposure, I think people would start sniffing around innuendo. And I don't think they want that. So I don't think that they are going to go necessarily, they're not going to run this too far up the flagpole.
So three.
And I think we can, as I was saying, I think we can deflect the blame, a lot of the blame, the waiter, you know, the waiter hard light.
Okay.
Wow. Tripping and the fact that we maintained our cover.
Okay.
And we used that's investigative
so
reporters.
Three. Do we all feel three about that?
I mean,
that
three wasn't one of the options, but if we wanna split the diff between
that's
bad and very bad, I think three is good.
Great. And now we're gonna add one heat for a high profile or well connected target. So that's four heat that you've taken on.
Great.
And that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's building up to your wanted level, which is how badly you are, you know, wanted by Denton.
I'm glad that we circled back on heat, because I didn't realize that if you kill anyone, it automatically adds two heat. So feeling pretty good about our choices. Yeah.
Next up is, so she explains that, and as much as she can without breaking the immersion. Next up, we're going to pass by entanglements to talk about our downtime activities. So let's talk first before we do that. Well, you all have what it takes, I think. You can pull this job off. Steals Will Diamond. I never noticed that. Steals Will Diamond.
You never noticed that.
You're cute. We can talk about the diamond. We've got a little bit of a hiccup that we're going to have to solve for. See, the building has just been renovated. It's beautiful, really, but they say it's 100% theft-proof. I have a basic idea of what this building's going to look like and what the job will look like, but there's some specifics that I'm not too sure on. So I'm going to need a little time to work some leads, and if you all have any ways you can suss things out, that would be extremely, extremely helpful. We can drill down into it more, but I wanted to give you that bit of information so that you can decide how to spend your downtime activities accordingly. So let's start with, anybody have a good, strong concept they want to start with?
Well, I had one question that might tie into this. So I have gotten a playbook advancement level. So I can choose a new special ability to add.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spot here. It says ability name, ability description. So it looks like to fill in. Is this the time for that advancement?
Yeah, mid-job seems like the perfect time.
Oh, I thought this was down.
Sorry, I meant
in the intermission.
Here. In the intermission.
Yes, okay, great.
Are we staying here for our downtime? I don't know what kind of time window we have. Do we have time to sneak down to the buttercream or?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
If you would like to do that.
Yeah, I am about as stressed as I can possibly get before it begins to have a long-term impact on my constitution. I would love to enjoy a little bit of me time down in the buttercream, and that does not mean jerking it. I must say, actually, my time in Sinuendo has instilled in me a powerful unhorniness that is impossible for me to explain. So I'm heading down to the buttercream. Anybody else want to jump underneath a train with me?
I actually am going to see what I can do as far as acquiring an asset to perhaps see if I can find some extra muscle for us.
You do that.
Okay, Griff, so you're going to head down to the buttercream.
All by myself. I'd fucking jump underneath the train just like sobbing. Just like just eating a
as you're zooming away, you hear Darla yell, "There's a manhole." And then you jump onto the train.
Too late.
I did envision you guys coming into Gutter City up out of a manhole, but we skipped that part through the power of narrative.
Through storytelling, yeah.
Yeah, but it looked a lot like the Teenage Mutant Turtles. All right, Griffin, you head down to the buttercream.
Yeah.
The layer between Gutter City and Eustabin. This is where the sort of between world, the creamy world of shady operators and criminals works. What are you doing down here?
I'm going to do.
Sorry, like that's what the guy, the first guy that sees you says.
Oh,
what are you doing down here?
It's I thought that this was like a place where people didn't ask that question too much.
Just making conversation. See ya.
And then they walk. All right, I'll catch on the flip. I don't know why I said that. That sounded so stupid.
You says catch on the flip.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I didn't say that. It was the wind.
Okay.
What's your name?
What's up?
Hey, fellow, what's your name?
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
It's Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
No, Barrel.
You definitely said Daryl.
Look, I can't misspeak. It's the buttercream. I can't try to keep a little bit of something to myself. I was trying to go for a new identity, but no, it's Barrel. That's my name.
All right, cool. I did not need any of this. I don't know why I pursued you.
Hey, you're the one.
I know I fucked up.
Jumped in through the window and just started chatting me up. I'm just trying to go about my day.
Okay.
I got a lot of trash to clean up.
All right. Good luck with that. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, this has been great.
Yeah, I jumped back out the window. That was one of my downtime activities.
What did that do for you?
It gave me 100 hit point experience. No, I'm going to do a few like laps just to make sure I'm not being followed, and then I'm going to make my way over to the junkyard just to visit my family, you know? Gotta put some FaceTime in with the fam over at the Futurist U.
Montrose. So good to see you, son.
Oh, son. Oh, I do. I actually like that. It's great to see you all, too. How are
I made your favorite Riolu waffles.
Riolu waffles?
Eat up. Growing boy.
Yes, that's...
Eat your waffles. And some sparks shoot out of your dad's ear.
Oh, God. Do you need some sort of assistance, Pa? Do you need me to call?
I look out for you, Montrose.
Yes, and I appreciate that, but you do not seem well.
We haven't had a well since the government invented plumbing. What an incredible time we live in.
No argument here, Paul. Oh, Stephanie, how did your soccer game go?
Well, I loved it. My boyfriend did a great job. I just wish they would let girls play soccer.
Yeah, that they do.
It's illegal, Montrose.
It's not illegal, and the government didn't invent plumbing. You all always sort of take my mind off my problems with your outrageous stories.
I cannot take your mind.
No, it's and it's a good thing because a human mind inside of never mind. I don't want to follow that route of thinking.
I'm trying to enjoy my bath time.
I'm sorry, Gramps. Do you need any of the special salts?
Dump it in the tub.
Is there any water in... What? Describe
he
this.
He doesn't even have legs. Why would he have legs? It's just the top half of him sticking out of a tub from the adjacent room next to your living room.
Okay. I pretend dump some pretend salt in it.
Perfect. Now get out of here.
Salty good. Oh, Gramps, you're such a character. Thanks for your service in the war. Well, better be on my way.
Venice.
We've already cut away from you.
Oh, okay.
But you got your downtime there. Your real. What does that do for you, Griffin? What does that do for you? Indulging in that particular vice.
Well, it's weird. It's a weird vice that I have. But I think it connects me to a history that I don't necessarily understand, nor do I wish to elucidate at this exact moment. But it calms me down.
Okay, so Griffin, I want you to roll dice equal to your lowest attribute rating.
Yes. So one in prowess, I'm assuming. In prowess, I only have points in finesse. I have points in nothing else. So I'm rolling one prowess dice.
Yes.
Okay. I hope it's a good roll because my stress is maxed out. No bonus dice.
Four.
Okay. I'll take a four.
That's a four. Nice, take four. A four all day. So you're going to clear four stress.
Okay. Great. Still pretty stressed out before
pretty
a big job.
Stressed out.
That is okay.
Trav?
Yeah, I want to head to the Gutter City Gym. Punch and stuff. I'm looking for some other fighters to engage.
Beef, it's a good to see you, man. How's it going?
Hello, it's I. That's right, Beef Punchley.
Yeah, man, Scott Voss, what an honor. And just gives you a high five.
Listen, I'm looking for who are some of like your good tough boys.
Oh,
and there was a comma in there. I don't want like bad tough boys.
Right, you want a little muscle, a little extra muscle.
Yeah, but like heart of gold, muscly guys. You know what I mean?
Aren't you already that?
Yeah, but I'm looking to form a club.
Does that seem like narratively the most interesting thing?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why Scott just.
Yeah.
Judgy.
Scott's a little judgy. I'm sorry.
Tell you what, how about you point out your best fighters, and I'll be the judge of which ones to add to invite to join my club of guys.
Okay.
Or a club of people. Let me be clear.
Well, let's see. There's Thwack.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen.
Okay.
Now he's mean.
Oh, that's one name.
Yeah, Thwack Jensen. He's mean.
Okay.
And he's nice sometimes, but he's also mean. I don't know. He's a real mercurial fella.
Got it. That's Thwack. Uh-huh.
Over there is Sensberg. Amanda Sensberg. And she is kind of like really strong and kind of quiet, though. She's like, doesn't talk a lot.
Got it.
And those are the different ones that I have right now.
Okay,
that are looking for a fight.
Cool. Okay, so I'm going to roll now to see the quality of the people I get.
Okay, so we are your crew, whoever they are, they're tier zero, which means that you're going to roll two and take the lowest result.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Five and three.
With a three, it's a tier negative one.
Oh, boy.
Hey!
Yeah?
Hey! You didn't even mention me!
Okay, Benson. I'd rather...
Yeah, I'm ready to get out there! Give him the old what for!
Okay. Listen, I'm sorry... Sorry, Amanda and Thwack just got hired out by other...
Ah, bummer.
Yeah, other crews, and you're... Yeah, you're going to have to take Benson with you.
Okay, well, the more the merrier, I suppose.
Wait, great. What kind of punch job are we working on?
Well, we'll let you know.
Hey, I'm ready. Let's go. Is it a big fight? I'd be great in a fight. Long as it's nothing... Sneaky, I'll be ready and perfect to go.
Nothing sneaky. Don't you worry about that, friend.
Excellent. Well, where do we head first, boss?
Well, before we go, Thwack, you said I'd like to challenge him to some arm wrestling. Been a while. Want to try that out? Maybe put a little coin on it?
Sure. Yeah, I'll fight you for money.
No, is this Thwack I'm talking to now?
No, that's Benson you're talking to. Thwack just got hired. But you want to arm wrestle with Thwack?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go get him.
Somebody want to take a ride with the Thwack executioner? Oh my God, are you Beef Punchley?
I am.
Oh man, in your prime, I had your poster on my wall. Huge inspiration. The inspo's off the charts, man. Thank you so much for everything you've done.
That means so much to me. Thank you. What happened?
What?
To the poster?
Well, I took it down when you started fading in popularity, man.
Ah, cool, cool, cool. I was just wondering if we could engage in just get my arm wrestling chops back up there. Maybe make it interesting. One sweet each, you know, winner.
Well, it would be Gutterbucks.
Sure, some Gutterbucks.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do this.
You have like a regulation table?
Yeah, it's right here. He grabs this stool and he just chucks it into the middle of the boxing ring they got. And he kneels down on it.
This is how we do it at the Gutter City Gym. Is this cool by you?
Sure, works for me. Feels great.
Okay, so you both get on your knees and you put your arms on the stool. I don't think it matters because you're gambling.
Yep.
But let's just do a straight up and down fate roll. Just like leave it to chance. 1 to 3, you lose. 4 to 6, you win.
Okay. 1 to 3. I lose. 4 to 6. 4.
I can't believe it. I just got beat by Beef Punchley. This is amazing. What an inspiration you are, man. I don't even feel bad about the loss. That was fantastic. How's your arm? Because it looked like you were straining in a way that I don't remember you straining much during your prime. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. You know, I wanted to make it seem, you know, like a contest. So I was definitely faking it.
Oh, man. Classic Beef.
Classic Beef.
You mind if I bend your ear about something a little bit?
Okay.
Hey, don't take Benson with you, okay? He's really the worst. And some people be like, he just deserves a shot. And we all kind of thought that at first. But he is ruinous, man. Just the worst dude. Not nice, not good at his job, and a real hindrance.
I see.
If you don't absolutely have to take Benson with you, I would not, because I wouldn't use the word curse. I'm like a church guy, so that's not really, but he's cursed. He's a cursed person.
Okay.
I'm right here. I can hear you, you know. You see what I'm talking about? Like, it's the worst.
You know what I'm going to do then? So what? After the roll, you may spend coin to improve the result level. I'm going to offer Thwack the coin I have to move up to just like tier basic.
If we don't take Benson on this job, I'm going to quit the fucking podcast.
Everything is telling me not to.
So you should.
No. What? We want to, okay, guys, I know it's been maybe not our track record up to this point, but I'm pretty sure when you play games like this, you're trying to do good.
Yeah. Maybe spend the coin to send Benson to
punching school. Thug.
Did that say fuck college?
Thug.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll spend the coin. We'll take Benson, but I'm spending coin.
Hey, listen, I just had a thought, man. You're really dedicated to taking Benson with you, and you shouldn't be because he's a total, total dink. Let me work with him a little bit, okay? Is that fair? You give me one sweet, and we'll figure
great,
it out.
That sounds great, Thwack. You're a real stand-up guy. I'm glad I met you, frankly.
Man, the honor's all in this, and partner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. To increase Benson to just a basic competency. I also need to reduce my stress from gambling.
As you're leaving, Trav,
the door is closing, and you see Thwack put his arm on Benson's shoulder. And just as the door closes, you hear Benson yell out from behind you.
I'm going to let you down.
No, you won't, buddy. I believe in you.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Hey, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin.
Listen, you like podcasts, right? Sure you do. Don't try and lie to me. You're listening to one right now, so why not try a different one called R1, The Flophouse?
Uh-huh. And on The Flophouse, we watch a movie and talk about it. And then sometimes we also do other stuff.
It's all meant to be funny and fun, and we think you'll have a good time. And just to be clear, the name of the podcast is not Hour One, The Flophouse. It's just called The Flophouse. I do a lot of correcting Dan.
The Flophouse. A lot of correcting Dan.
Hey, it's John Moe, inviting you to listen to Depression Mode with John Moe, where I talk about mental health and the lives we live with all kinds of people. Famous writers.
David Sedaris, welcome to Depression Mode.
Thanks so much for having me.
Movie stars.
Jamie Lee Curtis, welcome to Depression Mode.
I am happy to be here.
Musicians.
I am in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm talking to Amy Mann.
Great to talk to you.
And song exploders.
Hrishikesh Hirway, welcome to Depression Mode.
Thanks so much for having me.
Everyone's opening up on Depression Mode on Maximum Fun.
Emmerich, how are things going for you? What are you up to?
Well, let me ask a question, first of all, because this is the only thing I've been reading up a little bit. How many of these six things can we do in downtime? Do two of them.
I also have confirmed you can do the same thing twice.
Okay.
I won't do that, but you can.
Now, is playbook advancement one of those? Because I qualify for a playbook advancement.
I think we should not count playbook advance. I mean, you shouldn't have to use, I mean, it just advances, right?
No, like you can train as an activity to increase your experience in a stat or in downtime advancement, but you don't have to actually level up as an action.
Okay, I think what I would like to do would be to take on a new special ability, like Trav did, because there's a thing in the Whispers that I think would be really beneficial to Emmerich, and it's called Ghost Mind, where you're always aware of supernatural entities in your presence, which we would amend to hard light constructs.
Okay.
And then you take one plus 1D when you gather info about the supernatural.
Okay.
That'd be all right?
Yeah, that seems like a really natural fit for you. So that's you have leveled up, I'm assuming, and you're advancing your playbook. Okay, cool, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take Bodyguard along those same lines. That allows me to protect teammates. And when I do the resistance roll plus one die.
Oh, cool.
And it also, when I'm gathering info to anticipate possible threats in the current situation, I get plus one to the effect.
Cool.
All right, then to my two actions. First, I want to get rid of stress by indulging my vice. Right? That's how you reduce stress, was indulging your vice?
Yeah, for sure.
So the trade deadline is coming up
for
a fantasy bootfall, for his fantasy bootfall league. And he is trying to work out a trade with one of the people in his league, Stanton, one of the guys in the league. And he's trying to pull off this trade. And that is how he is going to indulge his vice and reduce his stress.
I mean, are you trading with another fantasy bootfall person or?
Yeah.
Who else is in this league with you, Dad? Like, I mean, it doesn't have to be specific people, but the types of people.
types of people. I mean, it's all types. Most of them, I don't know any of them.
I mean, you met saxophone last time.
Saxophone plays, and we can say he's in my league. And this guy Stanton is in the league, and he's a former thief. So he has a lot of knowledge, and that's who I'm trying to make the trade with. Sax, we know saxophone is.
Who are you trading?
Who am I trading?
Yeah, who are you trading away?
Slippery Legree.
Now, why are you trading away Slippery Legree after he's had several really good matches?
I know he's had some serious good matches, but he pulled a hammy on his last B&E. Okay.
So how are you?
And I'm trying to unload him.
Yeah, I understand you unload him, but like you're gonna have to offer something else, right? Because somebody wants to pick up somebody with a
well. I'm hoping Stanton doesn't know.
Okay,
because he hasn't been checking in with Graft Kings, the people who oversee the fantasy.
Fuck, that's good.
That's good, Dad.
It's extremely good.
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah. Okay. So you get a message back from Stanton, and this couldn't matter less. But go ahead and roll.
So I hit Indulge Vice.
Well, first off, I'm going to see if the trade pulled off or not. Okay,
right.
We got a cogent narrative here.
Okay,
1-3, it fails. 4-6, it succeeds. Go.
D6. All right, so there it is. There's a D6. It's a 4.
You get a message back. It says, "Okay." Okay. Now you can click Indulge Vice.
Indulge Vice. All right. So, do I use bonus dice?
What do you mean? Do you use bonus dice?
No.
Well, I clicked Indulge Vice and asked me if I had bonus dice.
No, you don't. I will tell you if you have bonus dice. Do not sweat.
Okay. A 1.
A 1. Hey. You clear one stress.
Clear one stress.
That's great, Dad.
You can also spend a coin to roll and de-stress again if you want to spend your coin in that way.
Spend a sweet, please.
A sweet. Sorry. I apologize.
And I have 2 sweets, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many
it's
you
on
have.
Your sheet.
I'm gonna live with 4 stress.
I'm living with 5 stress, so.
And I am going to work on my long-term project.
Oh, okay, great. Let's work on that long-term project. Now, remind people, I've got a clock for it here, but remind people what that is. Your long-term project.
Did I state what it was?
Yes, you did.
Here's my question. I stated something, but I've been using it. So I think I want to start a new long-term project.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay, yeah, because it was the wristband thing.
Yes.
But I've been using the wristband thing. I don't understand how I would.
Well, the way I understood it was that the wristband would allow you to reprogram hard light projections while you were out. Like it would make it a faster process that you could do on the fly rather than having to.
Right.
Yes. Right? So what it says in the notes is that the long-term project is to tinker with your band to be able to create hard light objects and items on the fly. So not just hack ones that already exist use ones that are already there, but create on the fly.
All right. Then I will finish that project before I start a new one. Is that fair?
Yes, that makes sense to me.
Okay. So should I have not clicked one portion of this clock? Because I know I worked on this special project last time. Right.
Yeah, that's one remaining. So that the light green of the means there's one segment remaining. So by working on it at all, you are going to finish it up, I believe. Let me make sure there's not a way to. Okay. No matter what you roll, I'm not gonna make you roll for it because no matter what you rolled, you would get the one tick. So this mobile lab is completed. Do you have, even if you don't right now, I won't force you to, but some sort of name for this device that lets you create hard light projections on the fly, provided you are in possession of a prism?
Yes, I call it the Give a Ghost Projector.
The Give a Ghost. Okay, perfect. Go ahead and we'll if you'll add that to your inventory of items, I think the weight will just call it like one. I don't think it would be a particularly heavy thing, but I do want you to have to choose that you have it, and it is part of your loadout when you you use it. Okay. Let's see. I think Beef and Montrose, do you have other things you'd like to do? Montrose,
I already did both mine. Mine was Indulge Vice and get an asset.
Perfect. Okay. Montrose?
I want to retcon first, spend a coin to spend just a little bit more time with my adopted family. Because I do not want to go into what I assume will be a pretty big job with more than half my stressometer fully maxed out.
Okay, so you're going to spend a suite to sort of double the effect of that.
Spend a suite to hopefully double the effect of it.
Okay, let's go. Let's do another roll then. I won't do the scene again because
sure.
We remember what happened. But go ahead and roll that
That's
again.
That's fucking one. Great.
Huh.
Okay. All right, I'm down to four points. Okay, I leave the future as you, and feeling slightly less stressed out, and walking around the buttercream, I get to thinking about Gravel and her crew. I would like to train my slide sort of job, not any particular skill, but my being a subtle manipulator and spy, just to kind of stretch those muscles out and see if I can find Gravel and her crew, which I'm assuming is headquartered here in the buttercream. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
So there's nothing I have to roll to do the to get the experience.
Uh-huh.
But if you wanted to do like a
You know what? Let's say, let's again do one of these, like, just because narratively I think it's interesting. Let's do like just a coin flip.
There are skills. I mean, I guess I could hunt.
Mm,
that's hunt could, a target.
Yeah, but you don't really use those skills in downtime. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, fair.
You know,
okay.
As designed, you don't really have to.
Okay.
I don't think, at least.
No, that's a three.
Oh, you're close, though. You definitely run into other people in the buttercream that know of Gravel, that have like seen her around, but you feel like you're getting close a couple of times. Like you may have seen the back of her head, but you're not quite there yet. But you do notice like it gets easier by the end of like this time you spend trying to track her down. It is a little bit easier. So I think that will definitely advance your
cool.
XP there.
Well, that fills up my playbook advancement. I'm going to take a skill I'm very excited about
because okay.
I think it's going to make things quite complicated for you, Justin.
Great.
The skill is called like looking into a mirror.
Okay.
And what it does is very simple. You can always tell when someone is lying to you.
That's a skill?
It's a skill.
Oh, you can always tell when someone is lying to you.
I can
always?
I can always tell when someone is lying to me.
Huh.
Are you lying to me right now? Because I would be able to tell with this new great skill that I've picked up.
Man, that seems OP. John, get at me, bud. John, if you want to walk that one back a little bit, that's tricky.
It's very easy, Justin. Absolute truth from you from now on. No deception, no lies.
That's, man, that's rough, man.
No, you can still lie to me.
And it does say here, it is very powerful, but also a bit of a curse. You see through every lie, even the kind ones.
Wow.
So every time someone's like, Montrose, I really like your coat. And he's like, you don't.
Here, let me ask you this favor.
Okay, sure.
That this can be, because I think it would be tough for the kind of show we do, for this to always be on all the time. So how about this? If you ask, I will always tell you.
Okay.
You have to check, like, you have to think about it. Like, you have to ask. But if you ask, I will 100%. I just don't want to have to remember.
Yeah, sure.
That you have that. But, like, anytime you ask, I will tell you 100% yes or no. That, I mean, I won't give you any context, but I will tell you that.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's totally fair.
To Montrose?
Yeah.
When someone is lying to you. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If someone says a lie to one of the two of you and I am there. I
mean, you wouldn't, we don't want to have to role play like, Now say that to me.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Say that again to me, right? Cool.
And I have one here, Justin, called like punching into a mirror. And it's anytime I punch someone, it automatically works.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's wild. It sounds
a
lot like—
Where are you finding these skills? I don't even see skills.
We spent extra money for the digital collector's edition of Blades in the Dark. Because
yeah, it's got all the cheating skills in it.
It comes with 15 chroma cubes, which you can spend on all these different aesthetic upgrades. My guy's got wings now, too.
Yeah. My Heimdall has a shiny logo, so.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Ooh, frame break.
How to lie without really lying.
Mm-hmm. A WikiHow article.
He's reading the plot of Liar Liar to see if there's answers in there.
Step one, keep your grades up, okay?
Okay, we can do that.
Let me ask you a question, Griffin. With your new skill, that is in character, right?
So now Justin.
Now, Mac?
Justin can lie to us, right?
But Justin the man.
Characters,
if you're the asking characters me, can't. If you're asking me if my actions in the tabletop role-playing game Blades in the Dark have given me, Griffin McElroy, the supernatural ability to tell when someone is telling a fib, I think you know the answer to that already.
Yes.
Jim Carrey had it.
Well, yep. No doubt, if you remember, Jim Carrey was not granted the magical ability to know when someone was lying. His character in Liar Liar was given the curse of not being able to lie. So both counts, unless Jim Carrey is so method that he learned how to always tell when someone's lying, so that it gets confusing.
All right, so you all head back to the office of Darla Davis. And when you arrive, you see her going over plans that are unfurled on her desk. And she looks up and she says, well, it's not great. I haven't been able to get new diagrams. I've talked to people. I got word of mouth. I'll tell you what I know. The Steelswell Diamond is at the Dusk Hotel. There are two levels. One is the public one. The lower levels are for sort of the underbelly of the hotel. There's a mail room, laundry, staff lounge, and security. On the upper level is Mott's Fine Jewelers, the Hall of Mirrors, it's a meeting room, and Hathaway's Diner. The Steelswell Diamond is currently on a sort of tour at Mott's Fine Jewelers, and that's where I know the least, because that is a major part of the renovations that have just taken place. But I know the basic layout. That's still the same. I just don't know the specifics of the job anymore. It used to be so mechanical, but I don't know, crime, it's always evolving. But that's what I know. You could probably get some more somehow, but that's what I'm able to bring to you all, is just sort of a bigger picture. And of course, if there's anything you can think of that I could do to assist you, just say the word, and I'll do what I can.
If we'll all remember, we are not going to be solely responsible for breaking into this joint and stealing the aforementioned mineral. We must simply ensure the success of one such group of patrons.
That's right. You can help them. I wouldn't do it all for them. You know, people come here to, who knows what people come to the city for, but a lot of people looking to get their big break. And I think if you stole too much of the thunder, you know, it wouldn't be quite the same for them.
That is not my style. But perhaps you could assist me in infiltrating one such group of patrons under the guise of myself being a patron, a visitor to Gutter City, so that I may have a sort of a boots-on-the-ground perspective.
You're going to pretend to be new in town.
I do not even have to pretend. I have been here for about 12 hours, and I have spent time in this building.
You would know, Griffin, by the way, that this parlance is used in several layers. It's a way of discreetly talking about people who have paid to be there.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. I got you.
Yes, I believe I am capable of such subterfuge.
Hmm. And so what do you need from me?
I need to get into one of these groups. I don't know. Is it as simple as I walk in and write my name down on a sign-in sheet, or?
I could tell you the time when they show up. I could tell you the time that they meet. You know, it's all pretty loosey-goosey down here. It's not like they give you a brochure, but I think people know the basic sketch of the plan, right? Yeah, I could let you know where they're going to be, but I don't even know who's leading the operation anymore.
Well, if I may ask a question, sure. A leading question it might seem, but with these renovations and their upping security around the diamond, it seems to me like they would need to hire some technicians for the upgrades to security, and maybe some more security guards to kind of fill out the new detail. Maybe that's the way Emmerich and I might be able to gather some more information.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. I mean, especially if you try to keep it cool. It would be worth a keep chance cool. If you want to try it.
What do you know about the getaway process once we have secured said diamond? Because I would hate to screw the proverbial pooch in the 11th hour.
Well, in my day, as you know, after the diamond was retrieved from Marzifan Jewelers, they would head on down to the laundry area. There's several trucks waiting to take the clean laundry out to the laundromat. And that's when my friend...
Trucks. Oh, the trucks. The hard light trucks.
Kind of a truck, a truck guy.
Kind that's of a truck fun. Nut.
That's when Short Doug would get behind the wheel and make his getaway. He was always on one of the crews, right? So he was a regular around here, and he would work that job pretty frequently.
You guys remember Short Doug was the getaway driver is also Sticky Fingers Ball Pantry. That's the role that he had when he was up here on this lair.
Did he look different in appearance when he was Short Doug?
No, he just looked like Sticky Fingers Ball Pantry. I mean, except presumably younger.
Didn't he have to go through extensive cosmetic surgery to become Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry? Or was that an idea that I had when I was trying to fall asleep one night and I never told you guys? It doesn't matter.
Well, tell us about it now, because it's all literally on just. Did I they just sticky his hands up?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if this is the sort of place. Yeah. He's in makeup for sure to look similar to the last Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry.
Important follow-up question. Was Short Doug replaced? Which is to say, if I become a plant in this heist, will there be someone else here pretending to be new in town who will be the getaway driver this time?
Well, we're using a lot of cockamamie language right now.
Well, whose fault is that?
I don't understand the question.
So, Griff, what are you trying to ask?
Okay,
ask me directly.
If Sticky Finger Paul Pantry, aka Short Doug, was the, built-in getaway driver for these heists when they happen back in the day, it would suggest to me the fact that this idea I'm having of I'm going to pretend to be a guest here so that I can participate in the heist is not a necessarily novel one. That there are actors...
Let me tell you the game then. You won't know.
Great.
You won't know.
Great.
Both the guests and the staff would be amongst this crowd. You have no idea.
Cool beans.
Oh, this is going to be a tightrope walk, I believe.
Emmerich, Beef, how do you guys feel about, do you want to do like a little tiny scene to go gather information here? And if so, like, how would you do it? You're going to dress up like you're on security there?
I am not going to dress up. I'm going to go in and ask for a job.
Okay, you're going to try to get hired as Beef Punchley.
Not when you put it like that.
when you literally say the idea.
Well, I'm going to put a disguise on.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go ask for a job.
Okay.
And I think Imbrick's going to go with him and is just going to rely on his expertise to convince them that he is worthy of a job in their tech department.
I would suggest that it makes no sense for one of you to be in disguise and the other one to not be in disguise.
He's much less well-known, though.
Nobody knows Imbrick.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you, Trav, and with the assistance from our friend Imbrick, is to do a persuade roll, and then we'll figure out what you're able to learn from it.
Is that consort or sway?
Not consort, because he's trying to trick him, right? So I was thinking sway.
With a bonus from Imbrick?
Yep.
What's the position?
Position is, well, it is risky and standard. Standard effect.
Can we set the scene a little bit of what we're trying to do? I mean, are we at that location where we're trying to get
the gig? This is like a one-off, like this should be a very quick thing so we can get past, like it's just.
So a flash forward.
Exactly. Sort of, yes. Yes, that's exactly it, Dad. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's baby. A six, baby.
Six on the sway.
Let me get this straight, Mac. Your name is... This can't be right. Pork Stuffins?
That's right. And I hate crime.
And you're just going to, like, look around here and protect us? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I was a bodyguard for a while, and I learned to really analyze danger and see where the holes in security are. But I've been without a job for a while, and I'm trying to make good here, of course, with the Dusk Hotel to prove my worth to you. So I'm willing to do this gratis and see if I can find flaws in your security to let you guys know what you need to beef up.
Beef up. Okay, Pork. I get it. It's a meat joke. Fantastic. Yeah.
Don't worry, those are rare.
Oh my God, this guy. I'm loving. You know what? No more questions from me. We'd love to have you around.
Who are you?
I didn't know we could come up with.
Oh, this is a security expert.
I'm Tickleus Nestler.
Sorry, one more time.
Tickleus Nestler.
All right.
Tickleus?
Where you help him? How do you help him with doodads? You got kind of a doodad guy?
Doodad guy. He's great with machines and security systems and stuff, so I always consult with him.
We're roommates.
Wow, that's way more context than I needed for this.
Well, I mean, it's not... there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think... I mean, you know, times are tight, right?
There's a lot of judgy people down here.
Yeah, it's not me. Not on this impel. I love this guy over here. Did you hear what he said? Rare? Unbelievable. Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Tickleus sometimes gets nervous during this proposal of work. That's why he normally lets me handle it.
People rehearse poorly, but they perform really well. I'm like that.
You're kind of losing the thread a little bit. So let me go ahead and wrap up.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, Trav. That's good. That's a six. That's extremely good. I'm trying to think. Let me ask you guys. Does it make more sense for me to lay out for you more information now, or does it make more sense for Beef to have a bet? Because there's not really anything you can do actionable.
No,
right?
Yeah, I think.
Does it make more sense to just Beef have more context when he enters?
Yeah.
Like you just have more knowledge of the scene.
I think it's more knowledge of the scene and the potential for like flashbacks about locations and such.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's great.
We've got this
and kind of blending in. It helps us blend in.
I love that. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Are all three of you going to show up at the meeting location?
I mean, why would they come to the guest meeting location?
Well, I've already gotten in.
Yeah. It sounds like both of them do. Sounds like we've all got different inns, but I don't know that my inn is the same.
Okay, now hold on a second. I do need to quibble with you here. You can't just be that. That role was for them finding out more information.
Okay, then I will say, sorry, my in then is like, I have an idea of like the staff entrances and the processes and that kind of thing that I think would assist me in infiltrating.
That's fine. That's the route you two are going to go. You're showing up. You've already done this other thing. That's fine.
So generally speaking, I'm going to be in the group and you two are going to be handling everything in the periphery outside the watchful eye.
It's a smart way of doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a smart way of doing it.
So we're just kind of getting the lay of the land.
That's done.
The
land is laid.
You and I are going to be there as behind the scenes assistants.
Right.
To, you know, act as interference if something's happening or scout ahead or whatever, while Montrose is handling the face to face, trying to figure out who the person is and how to facilitate a successful jewel heist on their end.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to say that this one is deception.
Yes.
Or trespass. You're
absolutely. Let there be no mincing of words here.
Okay. Load. Tell me your load.
I gotta go light. I think if I roll up as a guest to the park with a bunch of fucking armor, it's gonna set off some alarms.
Yeah, I think same for Beef. Trying to go unnoticed as much as possible if I'm rolling around.
Yeah.
Even with a normal load.
Is that okay by you, Emmerich?
I think Emmerich would... if he's in the tech crew, I think he would be able to haul around.
You can, but with load, the way it's set up in the game, it really has to look like crime stuff. Like, there's really, you can't story away having a bigger load. It will look like you're there to do crime. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you're arrested on site, right? But it may be a little bit more suspicion of you as, like, I've never seen a repair guy that had that many knives kind of deal.
Yeah. Okay. I've got my, I'm going to wear the new, wristband with the, Give a Ghost projector and my tinkering tools and my prisms. And that's still,
you don't have to name everything light. You have. It's just, you're going to go in light.
Yeah.
Okay. Griffin, give me an engage roll.
Engagement. Yes.
Fortune roll starting with 1D for sheer luck.
Any other boosters?
Is it particularly bold or daring? Take 1D. Yes, I would say that's pretty daring. I mean, I think it's fairly bold what you all are trying to pull off. Does it expose a vulnerability of the target or hit them where they're weakest? I don't necessarily think that's accurate. In fact, I would say that you're going to take negative 1D for the fact that this is recently remodeled. So it is going to be a little bit more challenging. But you do have friends and contacts that provide aid or insight. That's Darla. So she's adding 1D. So 1D for sure luck, 1D for the Darla's help.
What about for the reconnaissance that the two have done in there?
Yeah, that's kind of I was trying to account with that with bold and daring, but yeah, that's probably true. Let's call it 3D.
Well, 3D minus 6. Minus the 1D would be 2 plus 2. Oh, yeah, 3D total. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to roll 3d6. That is a 4, 5, and 5.
So a 5.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Montrose, you look up and you see their three silhouettes. This is at the top of the fire escape, just on the southwest corner of the Dusk Hotel, and you've climbed up the fire escape. And you are edging along the ledge, and you finally pull yourself up onto the flat surface, and you see them. There's one person kind of hanging their head in their hand as they affix their mask. There's someone who's straightening their cap, this second person. And then there is one man standing, and he's curling his fingers in a leather glove. He's in a long brown trench coat, and he's wearing dark sunglasses that he pulls off. And he looks down at you and says, "Hollow."
My name is Jacques Rouge. And if you listen to me, you may just live through the night.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.